This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. A London-bound Air India passenger plane carrying 242 people, including two pilots and 10 cabin crew members, crashed in the Meghani Nagar area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Of the passengers, 169 Indian nationals, 53 British, 1 Canadian and 7 Portuguese nationals were on board flight number AI171, which was operating from Ahmedabad to London. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil informed that former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani lost his life in the incident. One survivor with minor injuries has been found. The injured were taken to the nearest hospitals. Gujarat government has made DNA testing arrangements at BJ Medical College, Ahmedabad, in view of the Air India plane crash incident. Families and close ones of the flight passengers, especially their parents and children, have been asked to submit their samples at the location to identify victims at the earliest. The civil hospital has issued helpline numbers 6357373831 and 6357373841 for the relatives of the passengers and other injured. The Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that an operational control room has been activated at the ministry to coordinate at all details available at contact numbers 011-2461-0843 and 9650-391859. A dedicated helpline number plus 91-99741-11327 has been set up at Ahmedabad Airport for passenger queries and assistance. Another passenger helpline 1-800-569-1444 has also been established by Air India to provide more information. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic plane crash in Ahmedabad. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed deep sorrow over the tragic plane crash in Ahmedabad, stating that it has left the entire nation in shock. Speaking to the media after reviewing the rescue operation last evening, Mr. Shah assured that the government stands firmly with the families of the deceased and all necessary support is being extended during this difficult time. He also confirmed that the Ministry of Civil Aviation has already initiated a formal investigation into the incident to determine its cause. The Home Minister also visited the trauma centre at Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, where several of the injured are being treated.
एक यात्री का बचने का अच्छा समाचार मिला है मैं उनको मिलकर आया हूँ मृत्यु का आंकड़ा तो डीएनए परीक्षण और यात्रियों की पहचान के बाद ही अथॉरिटी अधिकृत रूप से घोषित करेगी
Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has stated that formal investigation has been initiated by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau following the tragic air crash incident in Ahmedabad. The investigation will be done in line with international protocols set by the International Civil Aviation Organization. Condolences from leaders across the world are pouring in for the people affected in the Ahmedabad plane crash incident. US President Donald Trump called it a terrible tragedy and offered support. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he was deeply saddened, especially since many British nationals were on board.
The images and news from India is absolutely devastating, and I speak for the entire country in saying our thoughts are with each and every one of those involved. There will be British and Indian families across the land who are absolutely impacted by this, and our thoughts, first and foremost, are with them.
National Investigation Agency NIA conducted searches at multiple locations in Punjab and Haryana related to the Babbar Khalsa International BKI terror organization in connection with the Amritsar police post grenade attack case. In a statement, the NIA informed that a total of 15 locations were searched across many districts in Punjab as well as one in Haryana. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heat waves in parts of Delhi and Punjab. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Naresh Kumar said that severe heat wave conditions will continue in places over Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.